Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 31 of John chapter 8. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. Now the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son sets you free, you really will be free."
Freedom is a word that sounds wonderful, much like love or peace, but it isn't easy to explain. We know we want freedom, but may not be sure why, or what it could or should look like in everyday life. While teaching on the Mount of Olives, Jesus told the crowd, "If you continue in my word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The people didn't understand at first. They thought the Lord was talking about political freedom, but he was referring to a different type of liberation. Jesus wanted us to know that when we put our trust in him and repent, God forgives us, freeing us from punishment for sin and bondage to sin. In Romans 6, verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul continued the discussion with reassurance that sin loses its power over us when we surrender our life to the Lord. God offers victory over temptation and cleansing from the stain of sin. Have you experienced freedom from sin? Take a moment to express gratitude to the Lord for his unconditional love and forgiveness.